McCarthy on Swalwell's relationship with a Chinese spy, you have not had the briefing I had. By Christina Wong on January 26, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Tuesday suggested the nature of Representative Eric Swalwell, DCAS relationship with a Chinese spy was so bad it disqualified him from sitting on the House Intelligence Committee. After a reporter questioned McCarthy on his decision to kick Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, and Swalwell off the committee, he said even the FBI was concerned about the relationship between the couple. "And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI," he said. McCarthy said the FBI decided to tell the leadership of Congress that Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy when then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, assigned him to the Intelligence Committee in 2015. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. "The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy," McCarthy said. "They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there," he said. "They'll serve on committees, but they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence, because integrity matters to me." McCarthy's remarks were some of the most pointed by a House leader, let alone member of Congress, on the matter. Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle in July 2021 exclusively reported that the U.S. intelligence community possessed a classified report that included intricate and intimate details of the nature of the relationship between Swalwell and Fang. The report, which intelligence and national security sources familiar with its contents who spoke on condition of anonymity told Breitbart News, contains details of the nature of Swalwell's relationship with Fang Fang, including certain sexual acts they allegedly engaged in together. Sources familiar with it, however, would not provide any more detail on the nature of those acts or other details in the report, which is currently classified. For those who have seen the details of the Swalwell case, it was shocking that Pelosi and Schiff so willingly kept him on the Intelligence Committee even for nakedly partisan lawmakers like themselves, a former senior national security official familiar with the details of the report told Breitbart News. Axios first reported in December 2020 that Swalwell was a target of Fang, who fundraised for his 2014 re-election campaign, interacted with Swalwell at multiple events over the course of several years, and even placed an intern in his D.C. office. Swalwell has never confirmed a sexual relationship with Fang and has refused to answer questions on his relationship with her. Regardless of whether you would have pegged Eric Swalwell as someone dumb enough to sleep with a CCP spy, the evidence is damning, a second source familiar with the report's details, a former external senior advisor to intelligence community, IC, leadership, told Breitbart News. "That report should be declassified. There are no concerns about sources or methods. The only purpose served by keeping that report classified is saving Swalwell from embarrassment. That's not a good enough reason." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.